It's Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
6 minutes it is now to 6 o'clock. The High Court in Pretoria ordering the Minister of Public Enterprises, Minister Pravin Gordhan, to make a decision regarding the Mango Airlines sale within 30 days following the issuance of the judgment. The Public Enterprises spokesperson, Ellis Mnyandu, saying the department's focus is ensuring that the Mango Airlines business rescue process follows proper legal procedures and ultimately benefits the country, and they have decided to apply for a leave to appeal the court's decision. Let's try and understand the function and purpose of a business rescue practitioner, in this case, Sipho Sono. Join me on the line is Julian Jones. Julian is a partner at Weber Wenzel Attorneys. Julian, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning.
Morning, Africa. Thanks for having me this morning. Good morning to your listeners as well.
We clearly have this ill-informed wisdom as South Africans that once a business rescue practitioner has been appointed, that person actually, whatever recommendation or decision they come to, that will need to be enacted. I had no idea that the disposal of Mango Airlines was subject to approval by the minister. So what purpose then does a business rescue practitioner play?
The main purpose of a business rescue practitioner once appointed is to take control of the management and running of the company, and thereafter to prepare a business rescue plan, which will either assist the company in getting out of its insolvent state, or alternatively provide creditors a better return than what they would receive on a liquidation. And the key is really for the BRP to prepare the business rescue plan. And this plan needs to be voted upon by creditors and shareholders. So the mere fact that the plan has been prepared doesn't mean that the plan will actually be approved by creditors and shareholders of the company.
So let's assume then for a second that this plan that Sipho Sono had put together and presented to the creditors of Mango Airlines was possibly approved by those creditors. Why would, in this case, that process to be followed still be subject to the minister, who is the shareholder?
Insofar as it affects the shareholder in its capacity as a shareholder, the shareholder would also have a right to vote on the business rescue plan. And that's why I would assume the minister would have a say insofar as the disposal is concerned, or rather the business rescue plan is concerned. Because the plan actually envisages a disposal, I would assume.
Yeah. And let's be clear, the Public Enterprises Department saying that the intention of this application for leave to appeal is to ensure that all aspects of Mango's business rescue process are transparent, legally sound, and in the best interest of the South African public. And those are, I suppose, credible reasons why you then go to a court to appeal a decision, right?
Yeah. The business rescue process by its nature is normally a transparent process. As a creditor or affected person, you are entitled to be involved in the process.
I suppose at once a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, where businesses were under quite a lot of distress, many having to shut down. Following that, the cost of living crisis that affects not only us, but the world, really. Businesses are not doing as well as they should. Are you at Weber Wenzel seeing a spike in the number of businesses that are seeking business rescue processes?
In the last, I think since COVID started, there has been a spike in the number of businesses that have actually entered business rescue, especially those in the tourism industry, hotels. They've all been struggling. So there's definitely been a spike. That hasn't helped with the increase in interest rates as well. So there's less disposable income out there. So there is a general pinch on free cash out in the market at the moment, and there's definitely been a spike in the number of businesses going into business rescue. I think that what must be emphasized is that the mere fact that a company goes into business rescue doesn't mean it will actually come out of the process. Many business rescue processes are simply a winding up or liquidation dressed up as a business rescue. The business rescue practitioner simply comes in, disposes of the various assets of the company, and distributes the dividends to various of the creditors. So the mere fact that you go into business rescue does not mean that that a company will come out at the end process.
Yeah. Julian, thank you very much. We'll hold it there. Julian Jones is a partner at Weber Wenzel Attorneys. The Department of Public Enterprises applying for leave to appeal the judgment against the Minister of Public Enterprises, where he was given 30 days within which to make a decision on the sale of, or rather give his approval on the sale of Mango Airlines, saying, of course, they intend to have the process be transparent, the process be legally sound, and most importantly, in the best interests of the South African public.